Locker Room Chats here on KMZA continues as we now talk to Centralia head football coach Larry Glatzik. Going from week one to week two, we saw some big improvements for his Panthers as they get their first win 31-12. Coach, I like to start with a lot of coaches with this similar question, but again, a lot of coaches say you see the biggest improvement from week one to week two. Do you feel like you saw that big jump from your team in that win against Troy?
Yeah, I think so, Brandon. You know, our kids, had a good week of practice and we're focused and we got good kids. They kind of bounced back from the loss to Rossville and we're able to offensively move the ball and helps when you can control the offensive line and more of the line of scrimmage on both sides, for offense and defense, when we're able to control the line of scrimmage, we're able to, run for a bunch of yards and also stop them.
Well, it seemed like it took a little bit of time for your team to really start picking things up in that game. It was a 12-7 game at the half. Troy had the lead, but you guys rattled off 24 unanswered points really to get the win. I know a couple of turnovers were maybe an issue at some point, but overall you almost had 400 total yards in terms of rushing. You had a few receiving touchdowns as well. Ethan McNally had a big game. Cam Anderson, of course, throwing for almost 200 yards and two scores. But when you look at the team in the second half offensively really turning things up, where'd you see that big jump from the first half to the second half?
Yeah, we just made a bunch of mistakes, Brandon, first half. We had a blown coverage, that gave them their first touchdown, and we had two fumbles that we were driving on, and we just put the ball in the ground. And then we had a couple mistakes on the last drive or before half that they scored on. So, we just kind of shot ourselves in the foot that first half with the mistakes. And, as I told the kids at half, hey, let's just clean up the mistakes. We're playing well. Let's just quit making mistakes that are costing us the ball. And we did that the second half. Cleaned that up, and we're able to, score 24 unanswered and held those guys out.
What about the rush defense? You hold Troy to just 17 yards on the ground. How big were the guys up front in the middle of that defense containing that running game?
Yeah, it was. The four guys up front did a tremendous job. They had, four sacks as well, and were able to control that line of scrimmage, to where we can drop our backers into coverage because they do throw the ball pretty well. So, we were happy with the play up front.
Now, Centralia, week three, they get a very strong test on Friday night against Jackson Heights. We'll preview that ball game in a moment. Continuing on with our locker room chats across the Kansas Land airwaves, I'm Brandon Tamman, joined by Centralia head football coach Larry Glatzik. His squad getting a 2-0 Jackson Heights squad this Friday night. We'll have that ball game on 92.1 KMZA for one of our many games of the week. Our locker room chats are brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Wanklin Oil Company as well. Coach, just a couple more minutes here. We appreciate the time as always. When you look at Jackson Heights, they're off to a 2-0 start, two big wins. They beat off Tuscaloosa 45-6 and then won at Horton last week 48-7. What's the early scouting report on the Cobras?
Well, they're a nice football team. They got some size up front. Got some skilled kids back, from last year that played. So, kind of spreading things out, kind of a different little offense than they've been in the past. So, kind of spreading you out and getting their big receiver one-on-one. So, we got a nice ball team. We've got to play well to win that.
How different is this Jackson Heights team going to be in terms of the preparation compared to a team like Troy? What are some of the biggest differences between the two and what you're going to see from that game last week to maybe this week?
Yeah, they're going to run the ball. Run the ball better than Troy. Troy throws the ball. That's their main offense, and these guys are going to run. So, we've got to, we're working this week, obviously, on containing the run. And that's the key is controlling that line of scrimmage.
All right, you mentioned controlling the line of scrimmage, obviously one of the big keys, but what are kind of the expectations and maybe a couple of other keys to get a win this week?
Just little things. We focus on us and we focus on, we've got to block better. We got to lock on our blocks. We're not doing a very good job of that right now. And we come off the ball, but we don't stay latched on. So we got to keep working on that. And on the offensive side, backs cutting and vision, tackles that were missing and things like that. So, you know, we focus on the little things and tackling, you know, on the other side of the ball. It's huge. We focus on blocking and tackling, and every day we have practice. So that's just something we got to get better at.
Centralia head football coach Larry Gladsick joining us here. Our locker room chats brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, also Wanklin Oil Company as well. And once again, we'll have the broadcast Friday night, 92.1 KMZA, Jackson Heights at Centralia. Should be a lot of fun, and we'll have that on the air after the Friday Night Fever show. Coach, as always, appreciate the time very much, and good luck on Friday.
You bet. Thank you.